Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? You already know, it's your man DJ Team. We're back live. And today, I'm co-hosted by TL and Madman of the A-Team, straight out of the A-Town. And today, we're going to have a discussion on the pros and cons of Facebook. Night Rider, kick that Facebook by Maniac and Madman.
Drama.
And I also heard how Facebook has killed a lot of teenage relationships. And personally, I'm in a relationship and didn't want that drama. Yeah, it was more like I was looking out for my relationship, you know what I'm saying? Before we get started, by the way, shout out to my old lady Francine, not for getting involved with drama. I think this made me look at Facebook in a whole different perspective. You know what I mean? For example, I found out a lot of big-time businesses use Facebook, and it can be a very good source for networking and connecting with fans. It's crazy because the guy that invented Facebook probably never even thought that a network such as Facebook would grow to reach the eyes of big businesses and tons of people. Seriously, I don't care who you are. You know somebody that knows somebody that owns a Facebook. I mean, that's just real talk. Even with some of the bad stuff you hear about, there are new people joining every day. Now that's amazing right there. You know what I'm saying? 18, do you have anything you would like to share on this topic?
I mean,
gotta have something, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Facebook, I mean, it's just touching everybody out there these days, you know? So, like when I first noticed Facebook, I was like, you know, man, like, this is like a genius invention right here because, like, everybody's using it. You know, they use it for marketing, for exposure. Like if you're a band or something, you can make a little like page on there or something like that, you know. Like, pretty much anything, man. Like, I agree, like, about the drama part. You know, it causes a lot of drama between relationships and things like that. But, like, I mean, that's life, though. You know, everything will cause drama, and though Facebook just adding to it like anything else would.
Yeah, see,
right.
Man.
Me personally, I think it's good for like long distance family members. You know what I'm saying? You can keep in touch with all your family members, and like even old friends from back in high school. I mean, that's real cool to me. And only got one bad thing to say about Facebook, man. For my page. On my account, I tried to log in one day and forgot my password, and it wouldn't let me, like, find my password out, man. Later on, somebody told me they hacked my account, and, like, I'm like, damn, man, I ain't made a Facebook page yet, man.
Word, like, that's crazy right there, man.
Yeah.
It's like, man, come on, man. Like, why people got to hack?
Hack
your Facebook, man. Yeah. Man, they do that, though, man. They hack you. Yeah. They stalk you. They just make your life, they can make your life real miserable, man. Every time you turn around, you got somebody IMing you. I mean, it's crazy.
I'm listening.
What's up?
I said drama, 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 right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Drama, drama, drama. More drama. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, where you go?
That's how, man. That's how it goes, man. It's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? What about this though, man? You ever had a situation where you been on Facebook or whatever, you might have an old lady or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And every time you turn around, you know what I'm saying, you got some random person just making just crazy comments and stuff either to you or your old lady or even a best friend. Have you ever witnessed something like that right there? No, that's what's crazy. That can have you real been out of shape for no reason.
Yeah.
All over the social network.
I can relate to that to a degree, though. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
Nah, I was just saying, you know what I'm saying, like, a relationship I was in, like, I had all my girls, all of her friends on there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I see.
Everything was cool, but I was getting crazy comments from one particular guy, you know what I'm saying? But kind of find out who was her uncle, so that's why I said to a certain degree.
Okay, that's understandable. I had a situation like that, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, my old lady was on Facebook or whatever. I'm sitting here watching, you know what I'm saying? Chilling. I had to get on the page and check out something. And I had seen a comment. And I was like, what this is? You know what I'm saying? I got all been out of shape. You know what I'm saying? This is why I say it's a bad experience for me. And it's for real, because I thought it was a bad experience for me, because when I seen him, like, who is this dude, man? Come to find out, man, my old lady cousin, man. I'm like, whoa, it's crazy. I done went out off the board, man, for no reason. For no reason.
Oh,
that's my bad experience. Like, personally, I can say, like, you got to really analyze everything that you're doing before you really jump into something that you have no idea of really what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah. And that's what you're talking about, man.
Some means and some females, they be like, you know, they be... That's how they play the game, man.
Yeah.
She my friend. Okay, yeah, she say she my cousin, but, man, we kicking it on the low. I mean, who would know?
Yeah, exactly, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, who would know? You know what I mean? You never know. I guess it just depends on if you really trust your old lady or, you know, your
exactly.
friend at the time or whatever she is. You have to trust. Or for ladies, whoever he is and whoever he's talking to, you know, you just got to have that trust. If you really trust, though, it won't matter. See, I didn't really have a trust problem, man. I just really more like, I felt like it was disrespectful. You see what I'm saying? That's the way I took it, you know what I mean? But that's just my opinion. I could be single-minded. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm
going to call you a little single-minded on that one, man.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, man. Like, because I feel like this, man.
How you feel towards an experience like that?
Because, I mean, you can trust the girl, but, like, you might see something on Facebook and be like, word, like, what's up with this right here? You know what I mean? Like, it ain't a trust issue. It's like an anger issue. Like, sometimes, like, you just see it and you just, like, jump to conclusion and be like, dang, what's this right here? You know what I'm saying?
So how about looking at, like, insecurity? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, for yourself, though, not for your lady. Like, you might be insecure or something.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Definitely, I definitely got you on that. So, you can't be insecure on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to, the relationship problems it be causing, man. Like, Facebook breaking people up and things like that.
Hey, not just that, though, man. Everybody on Facebook, like, I don't care who they are, when it comes to, like, you talking about bad experience, like, let's say this, when it comes to people on Facebook, I don't care if personally they might be a nobody, but on Facebook they just think they so big headed, man. They will write you anything, man. They don't care. They write you anything.
They bad.
Yeah. They bad
they
on Facebook.
Bad.
Man. hey, I call them. I like to call them Facebook gangsters, man. I think, hey, for real, man. Cause like they will actually write you, man, and write you stuff that you don't know nothing about. They like, well, what's up, man? We talking to my girl. I'm like, yo, man. I'm doing music. You know what I'm saying? They were like, nah, I don't want to hear. I don't care who you are. I had to do actually, like, call this up trying to cuss me out, man, for the fact that his girl was a fan of mine, man. Like, come on, man. You going to stop me? You ain't calling Soulja Boy. You know what I'm saying? What the world?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean,
man.
It's always the dude tripping, man, you know? Like, every time you go back, like, it's the dude and it's a girl. Like, somebody commenting on this girl's page and the dude flipping out every time.
Every time, because
it's
security problems. It ain't Facebook. It's just security issues.
Yeah.
Or like themselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Exactly, man. That's all good, man. Man, you can never, you just got to watch some people, man, because they will really check out your information and see if they can't hack it to your page, man. TLIF on that, man, because I actually had to change mine one time, too, man, because it would not let me log in. But luckily, you know, I did the password recovery through the email, so I was able to fix that with no problem. So
see,
I made a real complicated password, man, so I couldn't do that. So they couldn't hack it.
I mean, they still find ways around it, though, man. You know, they be out there just sitting in front of the computer all day trying to hack Facebooks, man.
I know, right?
Like what they gaining from that?
I guess they want to check your messages. They want to feel like you for a minute.
Yeah,
they
I know, right? They're going to write your book.
They will
write
all that issues, man.
You see everything that's going on with Facebook, though, man.
Yeah, bro.
You know, I mean, there's some problems with Facebook, man, but imagine in, like, 15 years down the road from now, man, how big it's going to be. Like, I think it's like sparking, like, an evolution of stuff on the internet now, man. Like, Facebook is a big part of this. Like, everything's going to be evolving around Facebook. Cause, like, you got everything using Facebook right now.
Yeah.
You know? That's how I feel, like.
That's true, but... Even with all that, man, they still bad it comes from it, though, man. Because every time you turn around, man, there's always something about Facebook, man. Something bad, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it's all bad because I'm going to get into that shortly, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, right now, focus on that bad, man. That bad something. What's up?
The comment on the bad.
On the room.
Bad in it. Hello?
Yeah. We got a call on the line, man.
Okay.
Y'all want to say two?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I was just, you know, tuning in for the show, whatever. And
appreciate it.
Yeah, man, of course. Actually, I just wanted to say a little comment about, you know, about the whole pros and cons of Facebook thing. The whole pros and cons of Facebook thing, to me, doesn't necessarily have to involve, like, like relationship wise, is kind of like business wise as well too. Because sometimes when you're dealing with certain quote unquote business folk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes they kind of go overboard with trying to connect with you. You know what I'm saying? There's a few incidents to where you kind of connect with somebody and, you know, and you guys exchange numbers or whatnot. And then they might constantly try to call you and email you and text you when you're kind of ignoring them in a sense, but not really because you're kind of busy. And then you get on Facebook and post something, and then they make it seem like, oh, why you didn't answer my phone calls, and you know what I'm saying?
And
so,
that's how I see Facebook stalking right there. Social media stalking.
I wouldn't say that's a stalking. I would just say it's somebody that really, really, really wants something from you, but they don't really know how to say or what to say, but they're silly trying to connect with you so bad that they would try anything just for you to notice them, basically. And I think that's like the upside down side of like the whole business part. When it comes to like relationships and stuff, oh yeah, I've had a few incidents where how am I gonna put this? Okay.
Put it out there.
For a person who was dealing with a certain female and they're not together no more, but the female is so in love with this guy and she knows good well that I'm with this guy and she's basically putting it out there like, I just don't give a F about you. You know what I'm saying? Because folks like that is just totally disrespectful. They don't really care about how they look on Facebook and how they look, period. You know what I'm saying? So when you are a business person or doing business on Facebook and something like that come about, it is very hard to cope with because, in a sense, it's like you really want to go off on this person, but then you're actually thinking about your actions. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I really think that's one part of the ups and downs of Facebook. So that's my little comment about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can relate. I'm pretty sure we can all relate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. For you guys, I don't know if you guys put it out there, but you guys can definitely go ahead and chime in to. like you guys can definitely go ahead and chime into the show at 718-664-6543 and chop it up with DJ T and the AT. So you guys can go ahead and call in. And
yeah.
That's what I was saying.
What's up?
All right, Carla, back to you, man. I got these kids, so I got to go ahead and chop it up, man.
All right.
All right, cool. Peace.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate that right there, man. That support right there, man.
Yeah.
But, man, before, you got anything you want to say?
Say that one more time. Come again.
Hey, you heard about Buddy, this married couple, they going through something. They about to get a divorce. And I think Buddy went on her Facebook, or it might have been Twitter. You heard about that?
Nah, I ain't heard about that, man.
Oh, man, that's some drama, dog.
Yeah, over Facebook.
Huh?
He found out on Facebook this shit was creeping up on
him? It's all on the news.
Dang.
Like, see it, man. Like, Buddy read his wife's Facebook or Twitter, or I can't remember exactly. And, he found out she was cheating. Now they're getting a divorce, but I think they talking about locking him up for a felony.
For what? For looking at a paper? Her page? Her social profile?
Yeah.
They probably had logged in under her name and stuff like that.
That's exactly what it is, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy right there, man.
Jail time, man. That's his wife, man.
Yeah. You gotta have the right, right?
But if the FBI wanna tap into your Facebook, they got the right to them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I ain't even gonna get too deep with that, man.
Now you hold it, man. We gonna go ahead and take it to commercial, man. Knight Rider. Get that commercial ready.
Yeah. Hello out there, this is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll take you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call, you hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
What's up, man? Hey, on 18.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I think I just want to put this out there, man, because I've been thinking about what Satan said during commercial, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I was thinking, man, because, like, big business do use Facebook, man. Like, hey, check this. Like, I went to Walmart, right? And I went in there, man. I had bought something, man. It wasn't that major, man. But, you know, it was a little gift. Might be a little gift, you know, for my mom for Christmas or whatever. But when I got back, I got my receipt, and I walked out the door, and I had to just look at the receipt. You know, it said find us on Facebook. So, like, that shows me right there that imagine all the people that go to Walmart, man.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. And all the people that go to Walmart, they all get a ticket that said, join us on Facebook. Hey, that's like promotion. They trying to get new customers. On
all
top of that, man, if they get on Facebook, man, I'm pretty sure it's got something about some offers or anything, man. They doing like, that's a big time business to get on Facebook, man. I'm pretty sure, man.
I'm pretty sure they get
ahead. Yeah, man. And, you know, the dude that actually created Facebook, man, I can't call his name right now, but he was in Harvard, man. He created out his dorm room. That's something serious, right? Sat down and actually made a $1 billion website. Think about that, man. That's serious, man. But I guarantee you he never thought that Walmart and other big businesses would be using that.
Yeah, man.
That's serious, man.
I was sitting down at a restaurant. I can't remember what it was. I think it was like Chili's or something. And you know that they have their little promotional things saying, you know, Monday night wing nights and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like at the bottom, it said, you know, it said it had the little Facebook symbol and the Twitter symbol. I'm like, man,
the little thumb on it.
Like. But yeah, they be using Facebook, man, so they can get their advertisements out.
Yeah.
Like, I get it out to like millions of people, you know, for free pretty much, because you know they ain't got to pay a dime. So they just get on Facebook, they post a little something. They might be having a sale, or like Chili's, they might be advertising some kind of wing deal or something. Like T ever talking about, and you know, pretty much, you know, that's how it go. That's how I look at it. That's how I feel like why they're using Facebook.
You gotta get some word out some kind of way.
Yeah. I mean, they get it out on commercials on TV, but, like, everybody ain't got cable, but everybody be on Facebook.
Exactly. One way or another, they got a Facebook.
Yeah, somebody knows somebody with a Facebook, like you said earlier, man. But,
yeah, definitely. I can say that's a real good advantage, man, because the world is, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. There's so many people on Facebook, man. Yo, man, like, there's almost a quarter of the world on Facebook, man. That's serious.
Yeah.
Man.
Quarter? I would say almost 50%, man.
It's
a
lot,
man.
Maybe. Yeah, man. Maybe you could be right, man. Yeah, I'm just throwing numbers. But yeah, man, like, they really They wearing that Facebook out, man, but it's never getting played out. You know what I'm saying?
It really ain't.
But they killing out. Hey, but they killing out. I ain't going to say they killing out MySpace because they're not really killing it out. There's still people to use that. But I guarantee you, everybody that's got a MySpace has a Facebook.
Backup or something, right?
You got to have it, man.
And all ages, too, man.
There's people's mothers and grandmas, man, with a Facebook, man. That's serious right
like,
there, man.
Everybody I know got a Facebook, man. Except my grandpa. My grandma got one, but...
Repeat this right here, man. I'm sitting in the hospital last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like this old couple sitting in front of me, right?
Yeah.
You know, they chit-chat. You know how, like, sometimes you're listening on what somebody's talking about. Not being nosy, but you know how it just drift
yeah.
over your way.
It just so, drift your way, yeah.
Yeah, it just drift your way. Yeah, man, like, I'm chilling, like, about the time I heard the older lady say, like, she had to be, like, in her 60s or something. I should go put something on Facebook, you know what I mean? And they told me right there, like, dang, a 60-year-old lady using Facebook? Like, that's what showed me, like, it was touching all ages right there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's the main good thing about it, man. It's reaching everybody.
About Facebook, like, they might be young or something. Like, they might be in their 20s, like...
Okay, you know, they got all them little games, man. You know, Facebook got all them little games, too, man. Farmville, and they got their kamikaze racing. All them little add-ons you can get for your Facebook, man.
Oh,
man, people are really, yeah, man. But you can actually go to, like, Walmart and buy a gift card for that particular game, man. Yeah, for Facebook, man. They got some major stuff happening, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Reverb done hooked up with them, so like you can get your little music page going. All that, man. For artists, like, you know, be real, man. We getting our page set up too, man. So, you know, I feel where they come from. Everybody's on Facebook, so why not attack Facebook with your music, man? Everybody's on it anyway.
Yeah. Why
not?
So, I mean, that's like the main thing about it, man. Like, it's a big deal on marketing. Social networking, I'm telling you, man, like, there's so many people out there that are not doing nothing but Facebook. They might even be out of work and everything, be sitting on the couch, man. They on Facebook, though. They ain't nowhere else but Facebook.
Hey, they take out work just to spend a day on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got their Facebook mobile popping.
Can't go to work.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm guilty, man. I'm guilty of this. Check this out, y'all. I got Facebook on my phone, right? I'm going to just put it out there. I'm going to be guilty of this, man. Man, believe it or not, man, I get text messages all night, man, from people on Facebook. People are on Facebook all night long, man.
Wow. Yeah.
It's serious right there, man. Sometimes, man, I got to cut the phone off, man, because it's going on so much, man.
It don't never stop, man. Keep going.
But, I mean, that is a good look, though, man, for... You know, anybody looking for promotion or something, because it's a free site. It's not like you really have to. You don't have to pay unless that's just something you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you want to pay to play the little games and stuff, man. But personally, man, I'm not interested in the games, man. But, you know, the kamikaze racing is kind
of
fun, though. Yeah, a lot of people are, though, yeah.
They're making money off them games.
Making plenty of money off them.
Yeah. A lot of people want to play them.
You ever get like friend requests on Facebook saying like you remember me?
Yeah, I can't say I got one of them, man. I can say I got one that says, "I know this is you. You know who I am."
Hey, check this out. I was on my old lady Facebook one time, and she had this.
Uh oh, snooping.
Hello.
Snooping.
Oh, nah. Actually, to be completely 100, she was showing me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Showing me on Facebook. And,
okay.
It was a womat, and she had one breast hanging out, man. And the woman said, "Do you remember me?" I'm like, "Whoa, who is this, y'all?"
Dang.
I'm like, I didn't know. I thought you, like, it there's no newsbeat on Facebook, dude.
It's supposed to be, I think.
I guess it really don't matter.
Yeah, they do it, bro.
I guess it don't. I guess it it don't matter until you get caught. Now, when you get caught, they probably suspend you or something for a couple of weeks, man, or a couple of days or something. They probably do something like that to keep it, keep it down, because, you know, they got all J groups, man.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, man, just think about it. Look at the porno industry. I'm pretty sure they on Facebook.
Probably.
Yeah. It wasn't surprising.
But they were kind of had one breast hanging out, man. like you said, you couldn't tell she had a breast hanging out till you actually scrolled down. And my girl's like, I wonder what kind of dress she got on. And she scrolled down. She's like, oh.
Yeah. Something like that, they probably eventually made them take it off, man. That's one good thing I can't say about Facebook, man, because they do keep in mind that there's kids that's on Facebook. I mean, you got 10, 11 years old on Facebook, man, networking with their little, you know, buddies, man. So that's a good thing they would take that off, because little kids don't need to be seeing stuff like that, man. That's just crazy.
But not, man. But yeah, T, I know you shot at the friend request, right?
Huh?
I said, I know you shot at a friend request, right?
Hey, I'm like, hey. I told Mo later, I said, yeah, you should accept her as your friend.
Dang, you do it like that, dude. I'm
starting to get on there now.
Dang.
Nah.
A little off the wall right there. Went a little far, took a little far.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man, I can say, hey, man, what's up?
Oh, no, I was just saying, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I can honestly say, though, man, like, you know, I probably speak for all of us right now, man. I'm glad that we don't have girlfriends that actually put pictures on Facebook, man, like they're trying to advertise themselves, man. That's crazy. I've seen girls on Facebook, man, with... Like, you know, so I guess if you're single and you're looking, then that's fine. That's okay to do. Man, they're not new pictures or anything. They're just pictures of, like, you know what I'm saying? They get all jazzy and want to look all cute and get on Facebook, man, to try to get dudes to accept their friend request, man, thing, man. But I'm grateful, man, that I don't have that in my life right now, man. That would be crazy, man. That wouldn't work. That wouldn't even fly with me, man. I can't have that, man.
I mean, at the same time, bro, you got to look at it from this point of view. Like, I mean, sometimes, like, man, your old lady might just want to get cute and, you know what I'm saying, post a new picture of, like, her new earrings or, you know what I'm saying, just showing, like, these females she can be fly, too.
Just be on this thing.
But, yeah, I guess you could look at it like that. I guess you could, yeah.
I mean, it depends how much they're showing, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What,
man. Your girl trying to poke one out.
That ain't cool right there. What they showing
either way,
right there.
Either way, though, man, that's not going to stop these people out there that, like, are ready to just attack a message at you, man. As soon as you post something, they just that ain't going to stop that, man. So,
yeah.
At the same time, it could be, you know, crazy, man. But I guess this is a good thing, because if they want to show their all their girls in high school that they went with, say, even if they in college now, they got friends from high school that's still on Facebook they're not in college with. So I guess if they did want to do it like that, and maybe they text one for you, they can just post a picture of their new stuff. Yeah, they could do that,
yeah,
man. That's cool.
That's what it's all about, Facebook, social network, you know, keeping connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, man.
I mean, personally,
negative
connection. I wouldn't go looking for no relationship on Facebook, man. But I do know that, like, I have met people who actually have met their fiance or their wife on Facebook, man.
You know, if I could trust that, man, because she's on Facebook. What was she on Facebook from the jump for anyway? What was she doing? Was she steady looking for guys?
Looking for a man?
I don't know.
When they're looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Man, you can never find people more.
I mean, what's the difference, though, man? You got these dating sites like Match.com, whatever it's called, stuff like that. I mean, ain't no difference,
that
really.
You got Fling.com for you. I guess all that.
Throw Facebook in there.
Yeah, you got LonelyHouseMatch.com, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got everything. Like, they even, like, you be watching TV sometimes. You, like, call in to talk to singles in your area, man.
Yeah, man, they got, hey, they got pop-ups that pop up, man, like that, man.
Yeah. Facebook,
I know this, man, there's some stuff you can go to, like, you can actually be on Facebook and you might mess around and get linked to something else on the side ads. And you get linked to something else, a pop-up will come up about that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But, hey, 18, man, I think I'm going to go ahead, man, and let Night Rider take us away with Chainsaw Head, man.
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it.
Night Rider, take it away.
My chain's so heavy that I can barely lift my head. My swagger newborn, yo, and your swagger dead. Bill Gates swagger, yeah, that boy about bread. All black as tiger, yeah, looking like the bridge. And my chain's so heavy that I can barely lift my head. My swagger newborn, yo, and your swagger dead. Bill Gates swagger, yeah, that boy about bread. All black as tiger, yeah, looking like the bridge. I'm super stupid, my chain low. Rose diamonds looking like a rainbow. If you think that's on, check out my ring. Ain't blue yet, so this is the show. Ain't got the paper yet, now ain't got the wallet. But my swag so official, I'll make your holler. You think you fresher than me? Man, check it, see. And just fall back, let me tell you who I be. I'm that boy G-Do from head to feet. Catch me in an all black or white tee. Oh man, man, yeah, I think they like me. This ain't no action film, nah, this ain't no Spike Lee. Man, check my neck, I'm so icy. Shining like a star, haters wanna fight me. But don't entice me, I'm telling you nicely.
You know what, when it's unsocial, nigga.
My chain's so heavy, I can barely lift my head. My swagger newborn, yo, and your swagger dead. Bill Gates swagger, yeah, that boy about bread. All black as tiger, yeah, looking like a prince. And my chain's so heavy, I can barely lift my head. My swagger newborn, yo, and your swagger dead. Bill Gates swagger, yeah, that boy about bread. All black as tiger, yeah, looking like a prince. My chain's so heavy, like I'm walking with medallion. Share my footwork, swag wilder than stallion. Stay so fresh. Hey, that don't try me. All black as tiger, swag hard like diamonds. Sit so clean, wrist and neck so mean. When I'm on the scene, listen to the girl scream. All black everything, all black socks. Not Lil Wayne, but I can make it rain. My props and name, all that velvet in my chain. Forcing and fame, what I'm trying to attain. Lyrically insane, I'm retarded with the swag, man. Stay in the fast whip, burning rubber fast lane. Wop in my pocket, I'm catered like the bakery. Watch what they say to me, I'm ill like my pinky ring. It don't fit well when that boy try to hate on me. Mentally ill, my swag needs therapy.
My chain's so heavy that I can barely lift my head. My swagger newborn, yo, and your swagger dead. Bill Gates swagger, yeah, that boy about bread. All black as tiger, yeah, looking like a prince. And my chain's so heavy, I can barely lift my head. My swagger newborn, yo, and your swagger dead. Bill Gates swagger, yeah, that boy about bread. All black as tiger, yeah, looking like a prince.
I say my newborn swagger, got you. The infections in your bladder. Say your pocket's full, but mine even sadder. Hear you talking sh**, but they chitter chatter. Get them cracking like some eggs, watch your whole clip scatter. Man, I'm dead, but it don't even matter. New flash, cold red, we buried the dead. Not the scared, I be getting my sh**, well, I keep stacking my bread. You say you mad, but mine isn't better. You say your hate is mad, but mine isn't matter. I wear my jeans city and I still be a stagger. My smile is sad, whole swag is better. Thinking that mentality in reality and actuality. Wanna be like me, I just wanna be like T. All devil eat till I eat, but don't be mad at me.
My chain's so heavy, I can barely lift my head. My swagger newborn, yo, and your swagger dead. Bill Gates swagger, yeah, that boy about bread. All black as tiger, yeah, looking like the bridge. And my chain so heavy, I can barely lift my head. My swagger newborn, yo, and your swagger dead. Bill Gates swagger, yeah, that boy about bread. All black as tiger, yeah, looking like.
said, man. But before we go any further, Knight Rider, take it to commercial.
Get high. Get high. Get high. Get high. Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Yeah, man, if you're out there and you're listening to our show, go ahead and show support, man. Call in, man. 718-664-6543. Tell us about any experience you've shared with Facebook. And we want to hear it all, man, from the good to the bad. Even if you're a business owner and you're trying to promote your business on Facebook, that's what we want to hear. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. 18.
Yeah, sure.
What's good, man?
Man, everything is good, man. How about I just got my tooth pulled today, man?
So, no.
Radio off subject, but yeah, man.
Nah, you know how. Did you put the picture on Facebook?
Man, not yet, man. It's going to be crazy when I do, though.
Yeah, you got to do that.
I don't know if they're going to let me.
Shit, man, that's what I said. Like, that's one good thing about it, man. You can show all your friends, man, that you ain't talked to in years, man. You can find you and see your mouth all swole up and stuff, man.
Whoa, I got a big hole, got a big dime-sized hole in my mouth, man.
Dang. Still hustling. Still trying to get
through. Still talking.
Still made it so. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And, man.
Yeah.
You think the information we giving out today, you think it's helpful?
Yeah, I think
somebody good at Facebook, trying to get some good advice with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's good advice because, like we touched like a lot, you know, about relationships and things like that. And I'm sure like a lot of people out there can relate to that, about the relationship aspect on the show, at least, if not anything else.
They can't do nothing. They can do that.
Yeah, at least the relationship, because everybody got problems with that on Facebook. Some kind of way. They got mad some kind of way on Facebook because of like a dude or a female. You know, never feel.
Exactly, man. They like that, man. So they got like the best of both worlds, man. They got, man,
yeah.
They got good, bad, and business, man. We even talk about real business too, man. Yeah. So, I mean, but how about this though? Do you think that for businesses like such as Walmart, like a big time business like that, do you think it's a good thing for them to put Facebook on their receipt? For like promotion at office, I mean, do you really think that's necessary for them? I don't really think it's necessary because they're already worldwide and, you know what I'm saying, doing great. So,
yeah. True.
I guess you know what I'm saying? So,
but like,
I think go ahead, man.
Go. Hey, I want me to take it away. All right. But yeah, man, like, I think it's totally necessary for them to do that just because of one reason. Because, like, I mean, it's promotion. Like, no matter how you look at it, you can never get enough promotion, no matter how big you are, how much you out there or anything like that. Promotion is good no matter how you get it. And this Facebook might be how they want to get it right now.
Yeah.
And everybody's doing it, so why not join the crowd? So I don't see the negative in it.
Yeah, ain't
exactly. Good.
You know?
Yeah. Like, it's always good to get positive promotion.
Always, man. I'm mad for you. Exactly.
Yeah.
I be wanting to run around with a little flyer that says, find me on Facebook.
Yeah. Check my status on Facebook.
Check my status on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hey. I seen you the other day, man. You be like, yeah. You seen, yeah. Be like, how can I keep in touch with you, man? I'm really liking your music, man. Facebook.
Yeah. Just let
man,
him know
real quick. What did they say?
don't know, man. Hey, they probably like, all right, I'm on there. Everybody on there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even need no telephones no more, man. Just hit them up on Facebook. That's how it is. But, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man, because nothing out here, man, like, it's crazy. Like, I can't even walk through the park, man, without hearing something about a Facebook, man. Little kids, man, it's amazing how these little kids, man, are really keeping on, like, the network sites, man. I'm talking about more like Facebook. That's mainly what I'm talking about right now. But, man, these little kids on everything, man. So, it's really like, nice to keep everything positive anyway, man. So, I feed you.
Yeah. That's what they're growing up to, man. They're growing up to Facebook. So, like, when they get, like, 25, that's all they're going to know is Facebook.
Hey, Facebook, Soulja Boy.
Facebook, yeah. That's all they're going to know.
Look out, Future. Nah, I just love it, but
the Future don't look bright. Nah. Nah, yeah, though, man. That's how it is.
All right, bro. Hey, 18, man, we got to call her, man. We got Maxine on the line. Maxine.
Yeah, what's up?
What's happening?
I was wanted to call and comment about when y'all was talking about the Facebook flexing earlier. And it'd be mad people talking junk and be wanting to flex on Facebook. But when you come to them in person and say something to them, it'd be a whole other different story. I mean, I'm probably calling the wrong time because y'all talking about busy now and whatnot.
Oh, no, you're good, you're good.
Okay, I'm just coming to show my love and support or whatnot. I'm a new caller listening in or whatnot. But I like the show, and I just had to come put my comment down. You did.
Keep that, man.
Yeah, but that's all I just wanted to say about Facebook. I dig. I like your little show and whatnot. Keep it coming.
All right, every other Wednesday. So we make it every Wednesday. Keep it. Stay tuned. 18.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
What's up?
Go ahead.
Man, I'm thinking right now, man. I'm thinking of, like, how many people you think right now are on Facebook, man?
Billions.
At this moment, man. I know we got plenty of people listening to us, too, man, but I guarantee you we minimize, man, and they got Facebook rolling, too, man.
Yeah.
I said that talk right there, man. She's on that Facebook back, man, about that Facebook flexing. We got somebody right now. I mean, right now, man. Hating on somebody's Facebook show, man. I'm telling you. They hate
somebody,
me.
Yeah.
We're eating them up right now, man. I know they some other places.
Yeah.
Hey,
you
got
to hate
it out,
though.
That's what's up, man. Oh, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Ain't make so bad, man. Ain't nothing we got haters, man. Probably got haters all the way across the world, man. Probably got haters in Hawaii somewhere, man. You never know.
Egypt.
I guarantee we got more fans than haters, though.
Yeah, true. True, but I know you got a lot of them haters, too, though, man.
I mean, it's probably like, I don't know, haters. I'm going to get fans or your haters.
They probably think, oh, they on their show. They ain't doing nothing, man. They ain't doing, sitting right there on Facebook tomorrow. They ain't typing it in right now. Listen to the show on Facebook. They ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Appreciate that support, y'all, man. Anybody else want to call in, man, go ahead and do that, man. 718-664-6543. Call in, tell us about your time. I know there's more out there listening. I know y'all may be scared to call in, but, hey, there's nothing but love in this room. So call in, man, and let everybody know what's up, man. Everybody's
haters
good out there, having a good time. What's happening?
Haters, everything, you know.
Yeah, haters call too, but
whoever
want to call and say something, even if they want to hate
be something negative,
we can laugh at them. We laugh at haters, you know.
Brush it off, you know. Yeah.
Keep moving.
That's an open.
Yeah, man. I know, like. I do know, man, that no matter where you go, man, or what you're doing, I'm telling you, man, you might as well go ahead and start putting that as your status, man. Like Facebook is becoming the new Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You walk around, you can be like, going to Walmart right now. Boom. About an hour later, coming out of Walmart, just bought groceries, T-shirt, and a new pair of socks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man. You might as well, man. Hey, statuses update every day, man. There's somebody updating the status every day about something, man.
Every second, bro. What you mean every day?
Yeah. I mean, every day and every second of the day.
Yeah.
Well, hey, 18, man, before we go any further, man, I'm going to go ahead and drop that pretty lady, man. Tierra Picasso, man.
Yeah.
Night Rider. myMusicStream.com/team. I repeat, myMusicStream.com/team, TEAM. You can also find us on Facebook, search ATH Radio TMDJ. Yeah. But hey, before you exit the show, make sure to check out the radio page at www.eotmradio.com. You may want to subscribe to receive alerts to our future shows. Plus, go ahead and leave a comment about how you felt this show went. You know what I'm saying? 18.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody. One last thing, man. Everybody have a good night and a happy New Year's, man. Coming up.
So, happy New Year's, y'all. Stay boo.
Yeah.
Check my status on Facebook.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.